Allison, not her real name, is 32 years old and a magazine editor. She has a baby and is worried about her future. Breast cancer runs in Allison's family. Its most recent victim was her mother.
My cousin had cancer, my aunt had cancer, my grandmother had cancer. All the women on this side of my family have all had breast cancer and all have had it at a young age.
Allison suspected she had the gene and was tested at a medical center. She tested positive. Working with a genetic counselor, she decided to take a radical step for an otherwise healthy woman and had both of her breasts removed.
I know I made the right choice, and it's a sense of empowerment. I feel like I have control. I mean, when women get cancer, or men get cancer controls their life. And I didn't want to wait for it to happen to me. I wanted to be proactive and get it before it got me.
6 months ago, a San Francisco-based company called DNA Direct began marketing a home breast cancer test. The company's chief executive officer, Ryan Phelan, says the results don't end up in publicly accessible medical histories. Rather, they're private and controlled by the customer.
There's a concern that you may be taking a genetic test that shows a predisposition to something like breast cancer, but you are not currently a breast cancer patient, so why should you be flagged by the healthcare industry, the insurance industry, as a breast cancer patient? You're not. You're just carrying a risk for breast cancer.
Allison, the woman with a family history of breast cancer, agrees that patients should not be discriminated against because they test positive for a certain gene. But she says at-home testing can bypass medical professionals at a critical time.
You're talking about cancer. You're talking about potentially your life here. It was so important to me in my experience to have a nurse there who is sympathetic, who I can look in the eye and she can talk to me. When you're getting response back that you have this genetic mutation, that your possibilities of getting cancer are really high, you need that one-on-one, face-to-face connection.
Ryan Phelan of DNA Direct says her company does not leapfrog the medical system. Counselors and doctors are available online and on the telephone to discuss detailed customer reports. She says the tests are popular because the results can help customers make decisions that lead to lifestyle changes and that can prevent disease.
And I think that that day is coming where testing is telling us more. What drugs are effective for us? What medications might be most useful? What risk do we need to be most concerned about? And I think that at-home testing is just the beginning of people being able to utilize this information to integrate more their health care, everything from the decisions we make regarding diet and exercise to vitamins to seeing alternative providers for chiropractic care.
But proceed with caution, says B. Leopold, executive director of the National Society of Genetic Counselors. Her organization represents 2,100 genetic counselors nationwide.
Are these people board-certified genetics professionals? Do you have all the information about what you're thinking you're getting tested for? And are you prepared, if other information comes back, to deal with that in an open way?
Ann B. Leopold adds that it's important to talk with someone who's qualified to interpret the genetic testing results and who can provide informed advice on decisions that can affect your future health. I'm Roseanne Skirball.